Even those of us who are not regularly daven vasikin, so the last few weeks, and it'll come up soon again, we've had the opportunity, it's been easy to daven vasikin. The Yitzhakham has been well after 7 o'clock. So I wanted to revisit the issue of davening kivasikin. What do we accomplish, and what is the how is one supposed to go about doing it? So the Mishnah tells us in Masechtas Brachos, in the name of Beis Shammai, that a person has to read Kriya Shema Shel Arvis while he's lying down, and Kriya Shema Shel Shachris while he's standing up. There's a pasuk says in connection with Kriya Shema B'shach B'cha Uvkumecha, when you're lying down and when you're standing up, as you're getting up. Beis Hillel disagree. There's a pasuk also says in connection with Kriya Shema V'lechtecha V'derech, as you're traveling along the way. And therefore, Beis Hillel interpret that a person could read Kriya Shema Kol Echa Kol Adam Hoylech V'Kari Kedarkoi. Kol Adam Kari Kedarkoi. A person could learn Kriya Shema however he is situated in whatever position he finds himself in. What then does it mean, B'shach B'chav Kumecha, that a person should learn Kriya Shema at the time that people are going to sleep and at the time that people are getting up? Not describing the position that they happen to be in, like Beis Shammai, rather at the time that Kriya Shema is supposed to be said. However, the Mishnah seems to emphasize the fact that Kriya Shema is supposed to be said when a person is going to sleep, when he's getting up, as opposed to, it doesn't seem to be defined necessarily by night and day, rather when a person is going to sleep and when he's getting up. And in fact, there's a machlokes in the first Mishnah, Masechtas Brachos. Does it mean the entire time that a person is sleeping, or only when a person is going to sleep? The Mishnah tells at the beginning of Masechtas Brachos that a person can lay in Kriya Shema Shel Arvis, beginning Mishoah Shekohanim Nechnasim Lecho B'Trumasim, which is at, the Gemara will tell us in a few, in a minute, Tzeisek Kochovim. That's when you can begin saying Kriya Shema Shel Arvis. When can you say it? Until Adsoif HaShmaya Rishayna, until the first third of the night is concluded, which is around, you know, on a perfect day, around 10 o'clock. Divrei Rebbe Elazar. Yes, the Pinner of Elazar. Chachamim Oimrim Ad Chatzois. The Chachamim say until Chatzois HaLayla. Rabbi Gamliel says until Alois HaShachar, which is when the light of the sun begins to peak above the horizon, 72 minutes before Hanetzach Chama, when the ball of the sun begins to rise above the horizon. It's when the light of the sun begins to peak above the horizon. That's Alois HaShachar. So says Rabbi Gamliel, that's when a person, at the end of the period of learning Kriya Shema Shel Arvis. What are they arguing about? So if you look at Rashi, over here, he's Gimel Rashi in Brachos and Daf Tesemet Aleph, explains that they're arguing about how to interpret the Pasuk, B'shach B'cha. According to Rabbi Gamliel, a person laying Kriya Shema from Tzeitzik Kachavim all the way to Alois HaShachar, when it starts to get light outside, because the Pasuk B'shach B'cha means when you're sleeping. And there are people who are sleeping from Tzeitzik Kachavim all the way until Alois HaShachar. However, Rabbi Elazar disagrees, and his opinion is, no, it's when people are going to sleep. And therefore, you can only learn Kriya Shema Shel Arvis Ad Soif HaShmaya Rishayna. That's when people are going to sleep, the first third of the night. The Gemara is a suffix. What do the Chachamim hold? Do they fundamentally hold, like Rabbi Elazar, that B'shach B'cha means when people are going to sleep, not when they are sleeping? Just, he says, come on, not everybody goes to sleep by 10 o'clock. He's a realist. People are going to sleep already at midnight. People are still going to sleep. So you can learn Kriya Shema Tov Chatzos HaLayla, but not past Chatzos HaLayla. No one's going to sleep at 1 in the morning or 2 in the morning. So then you can't learn Kriya Shema then. Or maybe the Chachamim really agree with Rabbi Gamliel that B'shach B'cha means the entire time that people are sleeping. Just the Chachamim instituted a siyag, a hachaka, meaning lest the person should learn Kriya Shema before Chatzos, lest he think that he has the entire night to say Kriya Shema and he'll forget to do it. That's the machlekes. We have a tepaskin like Rabbi Gamliel that B'shach B'cha means the entire time that a person is sleeping, but we also paskin like the Chachamim that there's a siyag. They instituted a hachaka that a person should ideally say Kriya Shema before Chatzos HaLayla. I know we have on campus some late Ma'ariv Minyanim. If it's after Chatzos HaLayla, that's not ideal. A person should preferably say Kriya Shema Daven Ma'ariv before Chatzos HaLayla, because lest he think that he has the entire night until Alois HaShachar, and he'll forget to lay in Kriya Shema. So we paskin B'shach B'cha means the entire time that you're sleeping. However, when it comes to Kriya Shema Shel Shachris, when the pasuk says Uv Kumecha, when you're getting up, so there's another machlokes. in the Mishnah Maseches Brachos Daf Tes Amud Beis. The Mishnah tells us over here, "Ois Daven Me'emes Aikarnes Hashma B'Shachris." When can a person begin saying Kriyas Shema Shel Shachris? Mishayakav in Tcheles Lelavon, and a person can distinguish between the blue strings and the white strings of his tzitzis. V'Lazav in Tcheles Lekarsi, between blue and green, those two colors. The Gemara then quotes in another opinion of the Acherim that it's Mishayiras Chavero. When a person could recognize an acquaintance, not a best friend, an acquaintance from a distance of 4 amos, from 7 feet. So again, the Gemara, the Paskim assume this is all the same, a description of the same shear, just different methods of assessing it. When is this? Mishayakir es chavero. So again, let's just keep in mind the timeline over here. Hanetzacham is when the ball of the sun rises above the horizon. 72 minutes before that 4 mil is Alois HaShachar, when the light of the sun begins to peek above the horizon. Mishayakir Eskaver, Berichuk Da'od Amos, at some point after that, before Anetzachama, when you can recognize your friend at a distance of 4 Amos. So it's a machlekes HaPoskim, how to assess it. It's difficult. You have to figure out how to survey this. But somewhere between 60 minutes and 45 minutes before Hanetzakama. So Alois HaShachar, 72 minutes, 15 minutes, about 20 minutes, 30 minutes. After that is Mishayakir, and then Hanetzakama is when the ball of the sun begins to rise above the horizon. So on Shavuos night, there are some who are machmir, not to put on their talis, until 45 minutes before Hanetzakama. If you look at most luachs, maizmanim, they'll tell you Mishayakir is 60 minutes before Hanetzakama, that would be, somehow became more makubal, but there are many who are chayshish for later zmanim, and therefore you shouldn't ideally put on talis and tefillin until it's about 45 minutes before Hanetzakama. Why is that the time, the earliest time for Kriya Shema? So, most obvious reason is because the third parak of Kriya Shema, of course, is the parasha of tzitzis, where the Pasuk says, "Ureisem oisai uschartem es komitz vayis Hashem." You'll see the tzitzis and be reminded of the mitzvahs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But you have to be able to see the tzitzis, the light strings, the dark strings, the blue strings. So that is only Mishayakir es chavero, or Mishayak, when a person can tell the difference between Tcheles and Lavan, which is somewhere between 60 and 45 minutes before the sun rises. When can you say Zman Kriya? When can you say Kriya Shema until? So that's when you can begin saying Kriya Shema. Is Mishayakir es chavero? Sometime after Alois HaShachar. When can you say Kriya Shema Shachris until? So the Commissioner continues back in Ois Dalud, Rebbe Elazar, Omer, Ben Tcheles Lekarsi, Ad Hanetzachama. You can only say Kriya Shema until Hanetzachama. And why does Rebbe Elazar hold that? He's Lishitosoi. He's following the same argument that he had in the first Mishnah Maseches Brachos, which is that B'shach B'cha means when people are going to sleep, they go to sleep till 10 o'clock, and when people wake up before the advent of electric lights, people woke up with the sun when it became light outside. And they went to sleep when it became dark outside. So when it began becoming light outside, people would begin to wake up, presumably at around Mishayakir es chavero berichuk da'od amos, when you can begin to see something. Before then, what's the point? If you get up when you could see something, so you can begin saying Kriya Shema then, it's ufkumecha. And when would everybody or most people be up? Hanetzachama. That's when the day would start. So Rebbe Elazar holds, that's the last time to say Kriya Shema Shel Shachris. Then the Gemara Mishnah continues to be Yeshua Oimer Ad Shalosh Shos. No, until the end of the third hour of the day. Shechein Derech Malachim Lamad B'Shalosh Shos. Because the princes didn't get out of bed until the end of the third hour. They were having breakfast in bed, reading the newspaper or something. So they wouldn't get out of bed until the end of the third hour. So you could begin. You could conclude saying Kriya Shema. Person has until the end of the third hour. And that is how we paskin, not like Rav Elazar. We don't paskin like him in the first Mishnah of Brachos by Kriya Shema Shel Arvis. We don't paskin like him by Kriya Shema Shel Shachris. However, the Kesef Mishnah asks a very obvious question, which is by Kriya Shema Shel Arvis, we paskin that a person could say Kriya Shema B'Shach B'Chad the entire time that you're sleeping. Not only when people are going to sleep, like Rav Elazar, the entire time that they're sleeping. Yeah, but when it comes to Kriya Shema Shel Shachris, nobody says it's the entire time that you're awake. You only have until the end of the third hour, because there are still some latecomers, the princes, who are just getting up now. But it sounds like it's limited, according to everyone, to the time when people are getting up, not when they are awake. So the Keshev Mishnah asked that we're inconsistent. Why is there this difference? Yeshurli, my time of Bishav Khadarshinan, calls much of Adam Sheikh Mamitasam. Why is it Bishav Khazan as long as people are sleeping? Velama Lo Darshukane Uv Kumecha calls much of Adam Kamim Danu Kalayon. So Keshev Mishnah actually suggests that in fact a person can fulfill Kriyashma Shal Shachris Midairaisa the entire day. That would be nice and helpful, but a person can fulfill Kriyas Shel Shachris the entire day. That's why the Mishnah concludes the Maseches Brachos in the Testament Beis. We look back at Rosh Dalin in the middle of the line. Hakari mikan ve'elech lo hifsid. What happens if you learn Kriyas Shema after the third hour? You didn't lose out. Kadam hakari b'tayra. It's like you're learning Tayra. Kriyas Shema is part of Tayra, so it's like you're learning Tayra. So Kesef Mishnah says, no, it's not just like you're learning Tayra. Lo hifsid. You didn't lose out. You can still fulfill the mitzvah of Kriyas Shema de'iraisa. Almost everyone rejects this. The Taz, the Magen Avraham, explain, and it's already found in the Meiri of Meseches Brachos Daf Beis Amud Aleph, and it's found in Sefer Yireim over here, Sefer Yireim Beis. No, that it's, there's a difference. But the difference is already alluded to in the Pasuk. B'shach b'cha means when a person is sleeping or lying down. It doesn't mean necessarily when he's going to sleep. It means it could include the status quo that he's already sleeping. Uv kumecha, as you're getting up, implies that we're discussing a change in position, a change in status. Not that you're standing already. Uv kumecha, you are getting up from a sleeping position to a getting up position. And it cannot include, cannot sustain when a person is already up. So it says the same for Yireim, over here, Oizvav, Yeshlemah. The Bishav will come before Shchivoscha, Kamo Achalcha, Achiloscha. It means as long as you're doing that activity, Ve'en Chiluk Be'neim, which is there, fine. V'zen Niginasa Lamal, Vav Uv Kumecha, Eno Yachalis Parish Ki Mascha. Cannot be as long as you're standing. It means a change in position when you're getting up. Okay. So Uv Kumecha is limited not to the entire day, it's as long as people are getting up, because the Torah defines the mitzvah of Kriyas Shema Shel Shachris, Kriyas Shema Shel Arvis, not by day and night, but when people are going to sleep, and when people are getting up. So even though going to sleep could mean as long as you're sleeping in the entire night, when you're getting up does not necessarily mean the whole day. It's only when people are getting up, which the Mishnah says is until the end of the third hour. Does it mean when most people are getting up? Or even when there are some stragglers, some individuals getting up. So you see from this Mishnah, in Maseches Brachos implies most people were up before the advent of electric lights, by a netachama. At Misha Yakar's Chavero, most people began getting up, and everybody was up at a netachama, except for these few, B'nai Malachim, the princes, who were lying and lounging around in bed until the end of the third hour. But yet, the Zman accommodates them. So you see that we can, Uv Kumecha doesn't necessarily mean when most people are up, it means when perhaps even some individuals are still sleeping and now they're getting up, then the time a lot, accounts for them as well. Not only the majority of people, even the minority of people. And that's implied by the Gemara Maseches Brachos over here, Chesem Abeis. The Gemara says that a person can fulfill in extenuating circumstances, an Einus, Kriyas Shema Shel Arvis all the way to Hanetachama. Now let's just keep that in mind, right? Kriyas Shema Shel Arvis begins Sefer Kochavim. The Mishnah told us in Maseches Brachos and concludes at Alois HaShachar when it begins to get light outside. However, the Gemara says here, in extenuating circumstances, you can even do Kriyas Shema Shel Arvis at Hanetachama, till the sun rises. Why? Because there are some people who are still sleeping. And at the same token, same reason, a person can fulfill Kriyas Shema Shel Shachris begins ideally when, what did the Mishnah say? Misha Yakir Es Chavero Berichuk Daor Amos, which is about 45 to 60 minutes before Anetzachama. But the Gemara says, Be'oines, extenuating circumstances, you could even lay Kriyas Shema before Misha Yakir, beginning at Alois HaShachar. Why? Because there are some people who are getting up then, already at Alois HaShachar. The minority of people, yes, but there are some people who are getting up then. So the Gemara says, Tanya, Rishon Bar Yochai Omer, Pamim Shalom Kari Kriyashma Shtei Pamim Balaila. Sometimes you could learn Kriyashma twice at night. Achas Kaidim Shiala Mudashaka. Veachas Liyaka Shiala Mudashaka. Viyaitz Ben Yodei Chavasai. You can fulfill both Kriyashma Shal Shachris and Kriyashma Shal Arvis. How? Achas Yom Veachas Shalaila. Why? Why can I learn Kriyashma right after Alois HaShachar? I thought we said Kriyashma Shal Shachris only Mishayakar is Chavero, which is a little bit later. Deika Inchi Dekaimla Hishachar. There are some people who get up early. And by the same token, Rabbi Shimon Bayochai Omer, Rabbi Shimon Bekiva, Pamim Shalom Kari Kriyashma Shtei Pamim, you can lay it and write one after another. Biyom Echad, call them an Eitzachama. Only Akar an Eitzachama. One's right before an Eitzachama, one right after an Eitzachama, when the ball of the sun rises, above the horizon. Biyoiz Ben Yedei Chavasa, Akar Shoyam, Akar Shalaila, I can fulfill Kriyashma Shalaila right before an Eitzachama. Last week, 7:15, Kriyashma Shalarvis. How? The Ike Inchi, the Ganu Bahishata, because there are some people who are still sleeping then. So you see, says the Ramban in his Mokamas, his commentary in the Rif, that you see from here that even if there are some people, the majority of people are up already, there's still some people who are sleeping, you could say Kriyashma Shel Arvis. And even though most people are still sleeping before Misha Yakir, you could already say Kriyashma Shel Shachris from Amud HaShachar, because there are some people who are getting up. So you see, it accounts even for individuals. Says the Ramban, why? Because the Pasuk says, B'shach b'cha, uf kumecha. Doesn't say it in the plural, it says it in the singular, individual. If there are some individuals who are getting up, you can say Kriyashma Shel Shachris already. There are some people who are still sleeping, you can say Kriyashma Shel Arvis. Not ideally, but ba'ayinas in extenuating circumstances. Let's say a person has to take a plane trip. In extenuating circumstances, we paskin, you can already say Kriyashma Shel Shachris without talis and tefillin, of course. That also begins at Mishiyakir. That you can't do early. But Kriyashma Shel Shachris, which depends on Uv Kumecha, you can already begin saying at Alois HaShachar. Ba'ayinas. In extenuating circumstances. Now listen carefully. Zokter Amban Azoy. If that's the case, but it's only Ba'ayinas, meaning, l'chadchila, we should say Kriyashma, not when there are individuals getting up, when the majority of people are getting up. So l'chadchila, you should say Kriyashma from Mishayakir as Chavero Berikuk Daoramos, 45 to 60 minutes before an Eitzachama, until an Eitzachama. That's when most people were getting up. 1 minute. But we also pass in Rabbi Yeshua, you can say Kriyashma Shel Shachris till the end of the third hour. Why? Because there were princes that were getting up then. So listen carefully. Says the Ramban, just like it's Bidi Eved, it's Be'ones only, you can say Kriyashma before Misha Yakir, because there's some people who are getting up. It's also Bidi Eved to say it after Anetachama, after the sun rises until the third hour, because the only reason we're waiting for the third hour is because there were some princes who were just lazily getting out of bed then. But that's only the individuals. That's the out of the ordinary. Most people were getting up when Misha Yakir is Chaver Rikha Daramas until Anetachama. So says the Ramban, that's the ideal time to learn Kriyashma, and after Anetachama is just as bidiyeved as before Misha Yakir, because it's only individuals that are getting up then, not the majority of people. So that's the Ramban, that l'chadchila one should learn Kriyashma between Misha Yakir, 45 to 60 minutes before Anetachama, until Anetachama. That's not the way it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. In Shulchan Aruch, we pass like the Mishnah, as it appears to us, which is that bidiyeved, be'ones, in extenuating circumstances, you can say Kriyashma beginning at Alois HaShachar, because there are some people that are getting up then. Once you hit Misha Yakir, that's 72 minutes, Alois HaShachar, 72 minutes before Netzachama. Once you hit Misha Yakir, that's 45 to 60 minutes before Netzachama. You can say Kriyashma L'chadchila, and that extends all the way until the end of the third hour, because that's when the princes were getting up. The Ramban adds that since at the end it's also only individuals that are getting up, then most people are up by Netzachama, and that's when a person should ideally lay in Kriyashma. We're going to get back to that in a minute. Yeah.
I'm not understanding where this halacha is coming from, but like, do we only go till the third hour because of the princes? I mean, are we, like, was that like, you know, Malchi Yehuda, like, they only got up then, or was this like I don't understand how that exactly works.
What meaning you don't understand how there could be Jews who are waking up late?
Right now, I understand this. Meaning, like, if we're saying the vast majority, I think it's pretty, you know, we generally, as people, we wake up around the time of a sunrise. And,
most people.
When it's light outside.
But there are outliers. I know it's hard to believe. There are some Jews who are sleeping even when it's light outside.
But like, the reason is like for the Jews that are waking up later? Is it because of this like call reason that there's...
Yeah.
Like, that's what
it means the people who didn't have to go to work. Everyone who has to go to work is waking up by an Eitz
HaChama. Is it a practicality or is it like found in like halacha or the source? Like
No, it's a responding to a reality. So you might argue in our times, nobody wakes up at 4:30 when I whatever 5:45 when an Eitz HaChama is 5:45. So you should say maybe the halacha should change. I don't think this is one of those halachas that changes with the reality. I would presume it was corresponds to the reality that existed. At the time that the Torah was given, it should not change.
But I'm saying it is a reality. I think that's what Josh is asking. It's more of a reality than something bad.
I don't think it is a reality, but I don't think it's one of those halachas that changes with the time. You could make that argument.
It's just hard because this whole reason of the prince, if we would say that, like, you know, it just doubts that there's some people do wake up later, their jobs don't start till later. I get
if we wouldn't have daylight savings time, this would more or less correspond to reality. I mean,
Right, okay.
Yeah. I mean, nowadays, in this time of the year, it's certainly true.
Right.
That this is the reality. Okay, so that's how everything shakes out. With regards to Kriyas Shema Shel Shacharis, again, just to review, Be'ones, extenuating circumstances from Alos HaShachar, 72 minutes before the sun rises. L'chadchila, a person can begin saying it from Misha Yakir all the way to the end of the third hour. And the Ramban argued, since most people are getting up before Neitz HaChama, you should do Uv Kumecha when most people are getting up, which is before Neitz HaChama. However, this all seems perhaps not to be the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam. Because the first Mishnah tells us in Masechtas Brachos, when can a person begin saying Kriya Shema Shel Arvis? If you remember, we said from the time that the Kohanim beginning eating their Truma, which the Gemara says over here on the third line back in Oiz Beis, when is that? Mishas Tzeis HaKachavim. From the time that the stars are out. So, in fact, Rashi Akasha, many people daven Mariv before Tzeis HaKachavim. How are they in fulfillment of Kriya Shema? Many shuls. Shiva, they have late minyanim, perhaps for this reason in particular, and many people are marked with the daven after Tzitzik will come to fulfill Kriya Shema ideally. But what do many people do? Daven Marah before says Rashi that they're Yoitze Kriya Shema Shel Arvis with Kriya Shema Shel Amita. Rashi says, look over here, it's quoted by Tosfos on the Oiz Beis on the fourth line, Perush Rashi, Va'anan Hechi Karina Mi Bod Yoim Ve'enanu Mamtin L'Tzitzik Kovim. What do we do about those who don't wait till Tzitzik HaKavim to Davi Marav? Okay, Pirish Rashi, Shekriya Shema Shalamita Ikaru. The Yoytze with Kriya Shema Shalamita. That's not why Kriya Shema Shalamita was instituted as a safety net for Kriya Shema. It was instituted to be a Shmira for Mazikim at night, but it can serve this purpose as well. That's Rashi's opinion. Tosfos finds this hard to believe. Yeah?
But that doesn't maybe I'll get to it.
You can say it early because you can daven Marav early and you'll be Yoytze later on. Maybe it would be better to say the brachas of Kriya Shema together with when you're Yoytze Kriya Shema. So you might be right. Birchas Kriya Shema are part of Tefillah and also brachas of Kriya Shema. So they have allegiance to both. So if you're davening Marav, you're going to say Birchas Kriya Shema even if you're not in fulfillment of Kriya Shema. But it would be ideal to fulfill Birchas Kriya Shema together with Kriya Shema because they're also brachas of Birchas HaMitzvah for Kriya Shema. So that's why there are those who are marked with the Davin Marav after Tzeis HaKachavim to say the brachas of Kriya Shema with Marav as a fulfilling Kriya Shema. That's ideal. But perhaps it's not so b'di'evet to Davin Marav, otherwise you're going to miss Davin Marav or you Davin Marav without a minion. Better to Davin Marav early and you'll still repeat Kriya Shema later on. Yeah. Tosfos finds this hard to believe. Really? Everybody who Davins Marav is only Yotze Kriya Shema with Kriya Shema Shalamita. Therefore, says Rabbeinu Tam, no, those who daven Marav early are following the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. At the beginning of the fourth paragraph of Masechtas Brachos is a machlekes between the Chacham and Rabbi Yehuda. What is the earliest time to daven Marav? Or what is the latest time to daven Mincha? One is a function of the other. The opinion of the Chachamim is that a person can daven Mincha all the way until Shkiyas HaChama or Tzeis HaKachavim, till the sun sets. And therefore, that's the Zman Marav is after that. The opinion of Yehuda is that a person, the Zman Mincha is only till Plaga Mincha, an hour and a quarter, before Shkiyas HaKama. And when does Zman Marav begin? After The plaga mincha, 5:45. Yeah? Earlier, 4:45. After the plaga mincha. That's when Zman Maariv begins. So says Rabbeinu Tam, quoting here by Taisis, that if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, that you could daven Maariv already from the plaga mincha, you're yaitzei Kriya Shema at the same time. Says Taisis over here, back, Ois Beis, second to the last line, V'yishleim at the common like Rabbi Yehuda, the Parak Tfilas HaShachar, the Zman Tfilas Mincha at plaga mincha, Danu Echad, Asar Shos Pachos Revia, Umiyak, Shiyach HaZman HaMincha, Masal HaZman HaHarvest, and you're yaitzei Kriya Shema then. So you guys say Kriya Shema before Shkias Hachama, hour and a quarter before. What? So Frekta, Rabbeinu Yoina, the last thing over here on the first page, Rabbeinu Yoina and the Rosh ask, 1 minute, where did the Zmanim of Kriya Shema come from? It doesn't depend on night and day, it depends on B'shach B'cha Uvkumecha, when people are lying down and when they're getting up. Who is going to sleep an hour and a quarter before the sun sets? Says Rabbeinu Yoina, why can't you fulfill Kriya Shema? What if the wait till Seisuk HaKavim? Do it right after Shkia Sachama. Nobody goes to sleep when the sun sets. Seisuk HaKavim, yes. Sun sets, no. And the Rosh asked this directly on Rabbeinu Tam, Valoni Hirali. Mashevi Rabbeinu Tam Raya mitfilas ha-mincha shiha plaga mincha. And you could have a marav then. What does that have to do with Zman Kriya Shema? Avolini Kriya Shema loves man shchiva. Nobody's sleeping then. So therefore, Taisvis Dav Beis and Mesechus Brachos over here, Oisirav concludes that according to Rabbeinu Tam, Kriya Shema does depend on night and day. And when the Torah says B'shachach of Kumecha, it's just a code for night when people are going to sleep and day when people are getting up. Therefore, says Taisvis. Over here, V'yesh Lomar, do a d'day lo kasha to lo darish b'shach b'chav of kumecha. He doesn't dash in that it depends when you're going to sleep, when you're getting up. It rather has to do with night and day. And according to Rabbeinu Tam, the Chumash Hadeshan writes, one of the Rishonim, must be, according to Rabbeinu Tam, within the opinion of Yehuda, the minute plaga mincha hits, it's already night. And therefore you can fulfill Kriya Shema Shel Arvis. And we find this echoes of this throughout Shulchan Aruch in different places. For example, it says in Hilchos Avelus that if a person hears about the loss of a relative, Le'alenu, after he's buried already, he begins sitting Shiva immediately. What if he already davened Maariv after the plaga mincha? Which day is the first day of Shiva, but the sun is still shining? So it says in Shulchan Aruch, he has to wait to the next day to count the first day of Shiva. He cannot count that day because you already daven Maariv after the plaga mincha. It's like it's night already. Or the Rama says in Eben Ezer and Hilchos Gittin, a get has to be given during the day, not at night. And if it's already the plaga mincha and he daven Maariv already, the husband can no longer give a get. It's considered to be at night. The Chumash Hadeshan himself, who this is the primary discussion of this, says if a woman needs to do a hefsek taira, which is the first of the bedikos, she has to do during the day in order to count the Shiva Nekiyim to become Tahara. She has to do that during the day. If the Tzibur daven Maariv after the plaga mincha, she can no longer do the Hefsek Taira. And this comes up in Hilchos Chanukah. It's going to be in Yana Deyayma. B'shas Hachak, a person can light Halakas Neiris Chanukah if he has to leave somewhere already from the plaga mincha and on. As long as it burns later. How can he light the plaga mincha? Maybe because already after plaga mincha it had certain aspects of night. There's a discussion in Shulchan Aruch, can you lay Megillas Esther at night? After the plaga mincha, can you count Sfiras HaOmer? After the plaga mincha, there's a Piskei HaTaisis and Maseches Menachos. Fine, it could be after the plaga mincha for Rabbeinu Tam is already considered to be a certain aspect of night. So Kriya Shema Shel Arvis depends on night, according to Rabbeinu Tam. But one minute, Rabbeisai. We saw the Gemara says in Maseches Brachos and Daf Ches. Let's say it's extenuating circumstances. What's the latest I could say Kriya Shema Shel Arvis? L'chadchila, we said to Chatzos because we want you not to forget. But Me'ikra Din, you could say it to when Alois HaShachar, the first Mishnah in Maseches Brachos. But we said in extenuating circumstances, can we push it any further? We can. How far can we push it in extenuating circumstances? Do you remember? Yes. Till? Hanei Tachama. Beyond, when it's just light outside, till the sun rises above the horizon, you can still say Kriya Shema Shel Arvus. It's daytime already. I can say Kriya Shema Shel Arvus. You can daven Shacharis b'di'evet from Elois HaShachar. L'chadchila, all the mitzvahs hayoyim are supposed to be done after an Eitzah Chama. You can already begin daven Shacharis at Elois HaShachar. If Rabbeinu Tam, so we explained, you know why? Because there are still some people who are sleeping. Ooh. So if it depends on B'shachuchah of Kumecha, there are still some people who are sleeping. Now I know, you can lay in Kriya Shema until an Eitzah Chama. But if we're going to say, according to Rabbeinu Tam, it depends not when people are sleeping and getting up. It depends on night and day. How can I say Kriya Shema as late as an Eitzah Chama? So what we must say, according to Rabbeinu Tam, is that it's not fully daytime until Hanetzach Chama. It's true, you could begin davening Shacharis b'di'eved before Hanetzach Chama. You have to go out to work. You could say Kriya Shema before the sun rises. Many people know that from last week. But it's not fully daytime until Hanetzach Chama. That's why you should not daven Shacharis l'chadchil until Hanetzach Chama. What's the raya? So raya is from Shos Zman Yosef. All the hours we've been discussing, yeah, you can say Kriya Shema to the end of the third hour, is a relative hour. A Shos Zman Yosef, not a fixed hour. Fixed hour is 60 minutes comprised of 60 seconds. The halachic hours that we're discussing are not fixed hours, they're relative hours. Shos Zman Yosef. What is a Shos Zman Yosef? It means you take the daytime hours of the day, in the summer it'll be longer, in the winter it'll be shorter, and you divide it into 12 parts, and each one of those is considered to be a Shos Zman Yosef, a relative hour, a 12th of the daytime. Yeah, but when do you start and when do you conclude your calculation? So this is the difference between the Magen Avraham and the Gro. If you ever see on the Zmanim sheets, Zman Magen Avraham, the Zman of the Gro, what are they arguing about? They're arguing about this. How do you split up the daytime into 12 parts? Each one is a Shah, is an hour, a relative hour. But when do you make your calculation from? So Magen Avraham holds, you calculate it from light to dark. Alois HaShachar, when it begins to get light, until Tzeizah Kekavim, when it's dark. So the Shos Manios, each hour is longer. However, you start earlier. The Vilna Gaon's opinion is, Shos Manios is calculated from the sunrise to sunset. Tzeizah Hanetzach Chama until Shkiasach Chama. But you start later. That's what the hours of the Zman of the Gro is a little bit later than that of the Magen Avraham. But the hours, each one, is going to be a little bit shorter. Why, according to the Vilna Gaon, do you calculate Shos Zman Yosef from Hanetzach Chama, when the sun rises, to Shkiasach Chama, when the sun sets? So Hutner explains in his Pachad Yitzchak that it's because, according to the Vilna Gaon, must be it's not fully day until the sun rises. Yes, you can fulfill some of the mitzvahs of the day. B'di'eved before Hanetzach Chama, you can daven B'di'eved before Hanetzach Chama. But l'chadchila is only after an Eitzah Chama, because that is when the day fully begins. Another example of this is the Gemara says in Maseches Menachos, second day Pesach, as we know, would begin Sfiras HaOmer, which corresponds to the day of the bringing of the Karban HaOmer. What did the Karban HaOmer accomplish? That was a flour offering that permitted the new wheat. So when does the new wheat become permitted? At the time of the bringing of the Karban HaOmer, miyom aviyachem es korban alokechem, the Pasuk in Parshas Emor. What if there's no Karban HaOmer? So the Pasuk says, ad etzem hayom hazeh, until that day, the middle of that day, ad etzem hayom hazeh, when does it become permitted? The Gemara says, misha'eir p'nei ha-mizrach, neitzach ama, when the sun rises, not when it begins to get light, that Alois HaShachar 72 minutes beforehand, only when the sun rises, that's when it's fully day. That's when the new wheat became permitted. That is when a person could daven l'chadchila. So therefore, it could be Rabbeinu Tam holds, you can say Kriya Shema Shel Arvus beginning already at the Plag HaMincha all the way until Hanetzach Chama in extenuating circumstances, because that is all considered to be part of the night, not fully day until Hanetzach Chama. Fine. If that's the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam, by Kriya Shema Shel Arvus, that it depends on night, then Kriya Shema Shel Shacharis should be a mitzvah hayom like every other mitzvah hayom. When is one supposed to fulfill a mitzvah hayom? L'chadchila, after Hanetzach Hama. And don't bother me with the fact, well, people are getting up beforehand. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it doesn't depend on B'shach B'cha Uf Kumecha. That's a code for day and night. And therefore, it should be no different than any other of the mitzvahs Hayoim, where the Mishnah tells him, Sech is Megillah and Karnas and Megillah, V'lo Malim, V'lo Tovim, V'lo Mazin, over here, Oisid Beis. Most of the mitzvahs of the day have to be performed lechadchila after an Eitzach Hama. Tefila Shachris lechadchila after an Eitzach Hama. Only b'di'eved misha'ala murah shachar. So therefore, Rabbeinu Tam should hold, based on what we explained, that if b'shav chav kumech has nothing to do with when people are getting up and going to sleep, it has to do with night and day, then kriyashma shal shachris should be during the day, should be dafka after an Eitzach Hama. And in fact, that's not just my speculation, that is the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam. He makes his own shir klali, he makes his own lishitoso. He says it all by himself. We don't have to speculate, he says it on his own. Because look back at the Mishnah Masechtas Brachos, Ois Dalin. When is the first time a person can say Kriya Shema Shel Shachris? So we said, extenuating circumstances at a Loisa Shachar. That was later on in Daf Ches. Lichachila Mishayakir Es Chavero Amura Shachar, again, 72 minutes before sunrise, a little bit later, Misha Yaker, 45 to 60 minutes before sunrise, that is when a person will begin saying Kriya Shema, all the way to the end of the third hour. But Omar Abaye, over here in the third line, L'tfilin kacherim, l'kriya Shema kivasikin. They used to say Kriya Shema at the time of the committed, the fastidious ones, which was when, what did they do for Kriya Shema? Da'amar Rabbi Yochanan, Vasikin Hayugaimim Oisa im Hanetzach Hama. They would conclude Kriya Shema with Hanetzach Hama. Most Rishonim interpret this to mean they finish Kriya Shema right before Hanetzach Hama, before sunrise. Tani Rabbi Yochanan, Vasikin Hayugaimim Oisa im Hanetzach Hama, right before sunrise. And then Kedei Sheyizmar Gula L'Tfila, we have to have a connection between Goal Yisrael and Shemona Esrei. We're not supposed to say Amen. There's not supposed to be a hefsek between Goal Yisrael and Shemona Esrei. Kedei Sheyizmar Gula L'Tfila, which Gemara says fantastic things about the importance of being Sheyizmar Gula L'Tfila. V'nimsa Mispalo B'Yoyim. So what would they do? Conclude Kriya Shema right before Hanetzach Hama and begin davening. Davening L'Chachila, as we said, is a mitzvah Hayoyim has to be after Hanetzach Hama, after the sun rises, taking lulav, mekriyas and megillah during the day, all have to be after Hanetzach Hama. Tefillah is no different. So if you want to put the two together, how are you going to say Kriya Shema, which concludes Goal Yisrael, together with tefillah at the opportune time? You're going to have to say Kriya Shema at the end, right before Hanetzach Hama, and then daven right away after Hanetzach Hama, kedei sheyizmo gula l'tefillah. So that was the practice of the Vasikin. Hodavin at the ideal time. Amar Rav Zera. Rav Zera says, where is this alluded to in the Pasuk? My kara yira'ucha im shemesh. I fear you as the sun is rising. Meaning, they would daven, the most Rishonim, the Rush, the Rajba, Taisus interpret this to mean, they would daven as the sun is rising. That's ideal. Why? Zachronim explained because that was when the Oivdei Avodah Zarah bowed down to the sun, those who worship the sun. The ideal time was when the sun was rising. So in order to demonstrate that we do not subscribe to Avodah Zarah, we do not bow down to the sun, Yira'ucha im shemesh, we fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the sun is rising, that's when we should be davening, ideally, Shacharis. But the problem is, you want to daven Shacharis at the first possible moment after Hanetzach Hama, which is Lechachila. How are you going to connect that to Kriya Shema? Kedei Sheyizmor Gula Tefillah. You're going to have to say Kriya Shema right before Hanetzach Hama, Tefillah right after Hanetzach Hama. So the opinion of most Rishonim is, this is the way it appears in Shulchan Aruch also, is that, or appears to appear in Shulchan Aruch, is that you should say Kriya Shema right before Hanetzach Hama and daven right after Hanetzach Hama. And most Rishonim explained that that was in order to daven as the sun was rising. That was the focus of davening Kivasikin. The only thing is, we have to schlep Kriya Shema along with it to say, in order to be Soimei Gula Tefillah. So if you want to daven as the sun is rising, inevitably, you're going to have to say Kriya Shema right before Hanetzach Hama, so the two will be connected. Problem, though. What's the problem? Gemara says, Masechtas Yuma Azai. Over here, I see Gimel. Hilni Amalku comes up sparingly throughout Shas, donated a golden chandelier to the Beis HaMikdash. And they situated it in such a fashion that as the sun was rising, it would hit the chandelier and create a fantastic light display throughout the entire Beis HaMikdash. What was the purpose of that? In order to inform everybody, says the Gemara, HaKol Yoidim Shehigiyah Zman Kriyat Shema. Everybody would know it was now Zman Kriyat Shema. What's the problem? When is the Zman Kriyat Shema ideally for the Vasikin?
Before
Netzach Hama, so you should be Samei Gula L'Tfilah and Daven at the first possible moment after Netzach Hama, the sun is rising. Oh, but you see from here that they used to learn Kriyat Shema after Netzach Hama. So what's the obvious answer? This is Taisa's answer, first answer. As you're right, this is not the Vasikin. This was an alarm for everybody else. Most people were not Vasikin. Of course the Vasikin were Maskin. You could lay Kriyat Shema already lechatchila from Yishayakir es Chavero, 45 to 60 minutes before Netzach Hama, all the way to the end of the third hour. They were machmed to do it right before Netzach Hama in order to daven Shmona Esrei right after Netzach Hama, to daven as the sun was rising. To demonstrate we don't worship the sun, we worship a Kadosh Baruch Hu. But in Achinami, you could be Yotze Kriyat Shema already Mishayakir all the way to the end of the third hour. So this was for most people who weren't davening Kivasikin. That's what Tosfos quotes in the name of the Rebbe. However, then Tosfos quotes in the name of Rabbeinu Tam. Tosfos Simesechta Zuma over here, I see Gimel, Mi Rabbeinu Tam Piresh. Again, the problem over here is, yeah, so Rabbeinu Tam Piresh, that no, the Vasikin were doing the wrong thing. When the Gemara said, Amar Abaye, Lacha Kivasikin, that didn't really mean like the Vasikin. The Vasikin were really doing the wrong thing. They were impatient. They were jumping the gun by saying Kriyat Shema too early. What they really should have done is said Kriyat Shema right after Hanetzach Hama. To say Kriyat Shema as the sun is rising, not to daven Shmona Esrei as the sun is rising, but rather to say Kriyat Shema as the sun is rising. And in fact, Tosfos quotes from Rabbeinu Chananel, that's what the pasuk means in Sefer Tehillim. Yira'ucha im shemesh, we fear you as the sun is rising. Not that they would daven Shmona Esrei then, they would be makaba o malchu shamayim then. Say Kriyat Shema then. The Vasikin were doing the wrong thing. That's what Rabbeinu Tam says. Rabbeinu Chananel says, no, the Vasikin were doing the right thing, and it doesn't even mean they were davening then. They were laning Kriyat Shema then. Haigomer Mosa im Hanetzach Hama means they said Kriyat Shema with Hanetzach Hama as the sun was rising. And they davened immediately after, one off to daven right away. I have it until the end of the fourth hour to daven. No, Kadesh Yismoch, Gula Litfila. And in fact, that's how Rashi says, and that Gemara Mesechus Brachos. So back at Oiz Dalin, Rashi says, in the brackets, the chsiv yira'uchem shemesh, masai misyayin mimcha, kishmarachem mekabim aleim, danu malchu shamayim, shemekabim aleim b'kriyat shema. They were laying kriyat shema then. So Rabbeinu Tam holds, Rabbi Yisai, when is the ideal time, kivasikin, to laying kriyat shema? Before Netzach Hama or after Netzach Hama? After. Why? I'll tell you why. Why? Because according to Rabbeinu Tam, it doesn't depend when people are going to sleep or when people are getting up. It depends on night and day, as we already said. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, Kriyat Shema Shel Shacharis is no different than any other mitzvah hayoyim. All mitzvahs hayoyim, the Mishnah told us, we begin on the Avchav, l'charchila, after an Netzach Hama, only b'di'eved, before sunrise. So you should only say Kriyat Shema, kivasikin means la'achar an Netzach Hama. That's the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Chananel, Rashi, is that the Vasikin said Kriyat Shema after an Netzach Hama. That's not the way it appears in Shulchan Aruch. Rav HaRishonim reject Rabbeinu Tam, but Rabbeinu Tam has a raya to his approach. Oh, no. From that Gemara, Masechtas Yuma, but again, you could get out of it because, and say that, no, of course, that was for most people who weren't doing Kivasikin. But the way it says in Shulchan Aruch is, we reject this Rabbeinu Tam, that the Vasikin would say Kriyat Shema before Netzach Hama and daven as the sun was rising. So Rav HaRishonim, though, the Mordechai over here, Taisvis, the Rosh, explained that the primary focus agenda of the Vasikin was to daven Shmona Esrei as the sun was rising. In order to do that, while still being Soimek Gula Tefila, you had to say Kriyat Shema right before the sun rose. So therefore the Mordechai says, Mitzvah min ha-muvcha lasos kivasikin, mi sheyachol lechavin likrosim ha-netzachama, samuch ha-netzachama ma'at, kidei shetehei tefila, Achar Netzach Kama Miyad. They really wanted to daven as the sun was rising to demonstrate we're not worshiping the sun, we're serving a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's one way to understand the Vasikin. Assuming, not again, they were laying in Kriyashma before Netzach Kama, davening as the sun was rising, forget about Rabbeinu Tam, that it was only after Netzach Kama. Even though that's Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Kanan Rashi, most Rishonim reject that. They laying in Kriyashma before and daven Shmona Esrei after the sun rose, which is what we call Tfilah Kivasikin. And Rova Rishonim understood that their purpose was in order to daven as the sun was rising. However, there's another way of understanding what the Vasikim were trying to accomplish. Perhaps what the Vasikim were trying to accomplish is to say Kriya Shema before Hanetzach Kama. Because, as the Ramban already told us, when is the ideal time to say Kriya Shema? Even though you can say it, you can say it b'dieved from Alois HaShachar. Milchachilas Mishiyakers Chavero till Hanetzach Kama. And the third hour is also b'dieved. Why? Because only a few people are getting up then. Only a few people are getting up at Alois HaShachar before you know, Mishiyakar is Chavero, before you can recognize your friend. From 45 to 60 minutes before sunrise until sunrise is when most people are getting up. And then you have the princes who get up later. So said the Ramban, just like saying Kriya Shema before Mishiyakar is b'dieved, saying it after Netzach Kama is also b'dieved. So perhaps one could have understood the Vasik and they wanted to say Kriya Shema at the ideal time. When's the ideal time for Kriya Shema? Hanetzach Kama. Before Hanetzach Kama. When most people are getting up. What's the problem? You want to be Samech Gula L'Tfilah. So how are you going to be Samech Gula L'Tfilah if you're saying Kriya Shema at a time when you can't daven? The answer is, say Kriya Shema at the end, right before Hanetzach Kama, and daven right after, in the ideal time, after Hanetzach Kama for Tfilah, be Samech Gula L'Tfilah. But maybe the Vasikim were not so much focused on davening as the sun was rising, they were focused on saying Kriya Shema before Netzach Kama. And that's the opinion of Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rambam and the Ramban that we mentioned already, to say Kriya Shema when most people are getting up, not when some people are getting up after the sun rises. So therefore the Rambam says, look over here, Tezayin Ezer Huzmana B'yoyim Mitzvasa Sheyaska Likros Koydim Netzach Kama. You should dafka say Kriya Shema before Netzach Kama. Okay. But best to do it before. You're going to have to daven right after Netzach Kama. So Rabbi, so you understand, even if we understood the Vasik and Akar Benu Tam that they're saying Kriya Shema after Netzach Kama, we're going to say Kriya Shema before Netzach Kama and daven right after Netzach Kama. Are we doing that in order to daven as the sun is rising? Or are we doing that in order to say Kriya Shema before Netzach Kama and still be Samech Gula L'Tfilah? And that's the opinion of Rabbeinu Yonah, the Rambam, and the Ramban. So that Shulchan Aruch doesn't take a side on. So therefore, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav writes in Shulchan Aruch, all of this appears in one sif in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Nun Ches Sif Aleph. Shulchan Aruch HaRav writes in Simen Nun Ches, let's say a person, for whatever reason, cannot daven kivasikin, but he is up before Netzach Kama. Should he at least say Kriya Shema? So if the purpose of davening kivasikin is to daven as the sun is rising, you gain nothing by saying Kriya Shema early, you say Kriya Shema later. But if the purpose is, no, we want to be choshesh for the Rambam, for Rabbeinu Yoina, that the ideal time of saying Kriya Shema is dafka before Netzach Kama, when most people are getting up, not some people later on, so then it's kedai to say Kriya Shema, even though you're not going to be semegul with tefillah, you're not going to have tefillin on, which you're really supposed to have tefillin on for Kriya Shema, because you're going to mention tefillin during Kriya Shema. If you're not wearing tefillin during Kriya Shema, it's like meyed edus sheker ba'atzmo. It's like you're discussing tefillin, why are you wearing tefillin? But even without all that, maybe it's best still just to say Kriya Shema then, without everything that goes along with it, semegul with tefillin, because at least you'll say Kriya Shema at the ideal time, which is between Mishiyakir's Chavero until Netzach Kama. So Shulchan Aruch HaRav recommends to do that. There are many tzaddikim who had that practice, that even though they didn't regularly daven kivasikin, if they were up before Netzach Kama, would at least say Kriya Shema.
Like the people who wake up, you know, early to learn or whatever they do, that they should say
Birkas Torah. Some hold, Shlomo says you don't have to be makbid to do this, but there are many tzaddikim who are makbid to be chayshish with the opinion of the Rambam, and Rabbeinu Yaina say Kriya Shema. If I'm up early, I will do that.
What would be the proper order to do that? Let's say you wake up like
just Shema.
Just say Shema.
Yeah, it has to be after Mishiyakir as Chavero. So it has to be, you're up between 45 and 60 minutes before sunrise.
Yeah. That's before Alos HaShachar?
No, Alos HaShachar is 72 minutes before sunrise. Do not say Kriya Shema before 60 minutes before Anetzach Amon, before sunrise. That's just too early.
If you wake up at 3 a.m.
So no, garnish, get on.
What would you do?
Tikkun Chatzos. Nothing else. You can do whatever you want.
No, I'm saying, are you allowed to learn? Because then you wouldn't have
the brachos. You can say Berachas Tefillah. Berachas Torah. That has nothing to do with that. Berachas Torah is once you had a half second, you slept in your bed, you can say Berachas Torah if you wake up at 3 in the morning.
What if you're not like in bed? Like if you're...
then you slept for half an hour, you could say Berachas Torah. Yeah, so that's what one should do if he's up early to be choshesh for these opinions. The Chuvas Van Hagas of Sternbach quotes from a lazy Yudel Finkel, who used to be the Rosh Hashiva in the Miri Yeshiva, that he would be choshesh for Rabbeinu Tam. If he davened Kivasikin, which is Kriya Shema before Netzach Hama, he would dafko lang Kriya Shema later on, like Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Chananel and Rashi, who held that Kriya Shema doesn't depend on people are getting up, but depends on daytime. So all mitzvahs hayom should really be after Netzach Hama, would lang Kriya Shema later. I really don't hear that personally, because even Rabbeinu Tam would agree you're Yotze b'diyeved before Netzach Hama. So once you were Yotze, you were Yotze. I don't know what you stand to gain by doing that. You don't hear that practice from other
tzaddikim. That's what Rabbi Tzami wears, different set of tefillin.
Yeah. But a common dilemma which arises is, what about a person who would like to daven kivasikin, but there's no minyan in his vicinity, which will be davening kivasikin? Is it better to daven biachidus and forfeit the advantage of davening bitzibor in order to gain the benefit of davening kivasikin, which the Mishnah Berurah says fantastic things about? He's enoniza kol hayom, he's guaranteed to be a ben olam haba. So is that preferable to davening with minyan later on, or is it preferable to wait till the minyan and forego davening kivasikin? So Bi'ar Lecha paskins in Mishnah Berurah that if a person regularly davens kivasikin, then he can forfeit, he can overlook tefillah b'tzibor in order to daven kivasikin. And Rosh Hashanah adds, even if you don't do it every day, but there are some days you do it. Let's say Hayshana Rabba, some people always daven kivasikin. Or Erev Rosh Hashanah, a guy davens kivasikin. Or Purim, there's some people like to daven kivasikin. Well, you can't daven yachidus on Purim anyway, but there might be other days where a person has davka, you know. Rosh Chodesh, I don't know, Yom Kippur Katan, he likes to daven, you know, kivasikin. If he regularly does it on any day during the year, that's also considered to be a regular habit, and he can forego tefillah b'tzibor. But if it's not something he regularly does, then no. Why not? So is this like we're, you know, we want to make sure, weed out fakers? You know, what's going on over here? So the fantastic explanation, I think this was hinted to by the Shilta Gibarim. Shilta Gibarim says over here, Oysir Ches, that it's because kivasikin means like the fastidious ones, like the committed ones. You can't be fastidious randomly. You can't decide to wake up one day and say, well, I'm committed today and not tomorrow. You can't be a vasik for one day and not the next day. Either you are or you aren't. You can be a vasit, you can be, you know, a fastidious about Hashanah Rabbah. You can be fastidious about Erev Rosh Hashanah. But you can't be randomly, haphazardly committed and fastidious. That is the very definition of not committed. So then you gain nothing by davening vasikin, you know, randomly. Or I wouldn't say you gain nothing, but it's not going to be reason enough to forego davening tefillah b'tzibor. I think if a person can daven kivasikin, it's a good thing. You never know. Maybe he'll stick to it now. He'll turn a leaf. But to forego tefillah b'tzibor for a random tefillah kivasikin is not proper. Either way, the Vilna Gaon writes in the Ma'aser Rav, a person should never forego tefillah kivasikin instead of tefillah b'tzibor. Tefillah b'tzibor is more helpful to your tefillah than davening kivasikin. All right. So that's a way, you know, probably has to do more with tefillah b'tzibor. Is tefillah b'tzibor an obligation, or is it one, you know, a priority? Is it helpful to tefillah? In which case, we could weigh vasikin keneged tefillah b'tzibor. But tefillah b'tzibor is an obligation, and of course, that would outweigh tefillah kivasikin, which is not an obligation. One final nekuda, and that is when people are davening kivasikin, they usually have an atomic clock over there, you know, and they tell you exactly when Netzach Hama is. We're going to conclude Kriyat Shema, and then begin Shmona Esrei right at Netzach Hama. People become very tense if there's, you know, if it's off even by a few seconds. Is there any leeway over here? So the Rif writes over here, Oyskov, Miu, it's very difficult to ascertain when exactly, this is the days before atomic clocks, when exactly is Hanetzach Hama. So says the Rif, the last few words, Ava Pisha Enum Hanetzach Hama Dafka. Even though it's not exactly Hanetzach Hama, it's still okay. And perhaps this is because the Gemara says in Masechet Shabbos of Yerkuf Yud Chesem Beis that Amar Rabbi Yosi Yehi Chalki Mispalim Im Dumdumei Chama. that he said, I would hope that my portion would only be with those who daven when the sun is red. When is the sun red? During sunrise. How long does it take the sun to rise? Depending where you are in the time of year and your angle to the sun. It changes throughout the year. It's not, unless you've investigated the issue, you wouldn't believe me, but it's true. It depends on the time of year and where you are in the world and your angle to the sun, how long sunrise takes. Somewhere between, in most places of the world that are habited, between 2 and 6 minutes. So that's when the sun is red, because the red part of the spectrum is able to bend better than the blue part, right? Okay. So you see the sunrise appears red. That's when you should daven. And he quotes the very same pasuk of Tefillah Kevasikin. My kara, Yerucham Shemesh. I should fear you as the sun is rising. So you see that Tefillah Kevasikin means you should daven as the sun is rising, not necessarily the second after Netzach Hamah. You have the duration of time that it takes for the ball of the sun to rise. And I believe that's what the Ramah means. Look over here, the Ramah says in Ois Chav Beis, Shir HaNetzach Hamah, who, this is a direct quote from the Rambam, who commotes Shir Shah Achas Kodem Shiyala Kol Guf HaShemesh Al Aretz. It's about an hour before the ball of the sun is completely above the horizon. There is no way HaNetzach Hamah is an hour before the sun is fully above the horizon. An hour is already back in Aloysa Shacha territory. So what's going on here? So the Kesef Mishnah and the Mishnah Brura changed the Girsa. In the Rambam, it should say Yesh Garshim Isor Shah, a tenth of an hour. How much is a tenth of an hour? 6 minutes. And the Vilna Gaon says Tzarech Lomar Shlish Isor Shah, a third of a tenth of an hour, which is 2 minutes, which corresponds to the reality of how long it takes the sun to rise. In the habited, most places in the world which are habited, which is somewhere between 2 and 6 minutes. So you have that window of time to begin Shmoneh Esrei and still Chaparayim, Tefillah Kevasikin, and they call on the name of the Chazanish. He wasn't, you know, so careful about this again. It's not an exact second. You have the time that it takes the ball of the sun to rise from the moment that it begins to peak above the horizon till the entire ball of the sun is above the horizon. So, okay, so you have a little bit of time. But either way, sometimes they rush in order to get to Netzach Hamah. It's important to keep in mind, like, one final concluding thought. Chazanish said that they once asked him that they were starting late to Vasikin Minyan, so they asked him, should we rush in order to get there? So he said, Vasikin is a mila that helps your tefillahs, you know, be answered or whatever, daven as the sun is rising. He said, but you first have to be davening. In order to be davening, you can't just run through the words, you have to mean what you say. So he said, what's the point in putting, you know, a mila to tefillah if you're not davening in the first place? So never to forego the davening in order to get chaparai and tefillah kvasikin. Always important to keep our priorities straight in the rush to sunrise.